I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Now, you know, I live in the world where I'm not going to allow one loss to get me too far down. Literally, you know, you have to flush it and move on to the next week if you're the Raiders. John Gruden and company can't allow one loss to beat you twice. But I think, and this will be really the last day I dwell on this, I think one of the biggest keys and one of the most frustrating facts is the fact, as a matter of fact, Mo Moten, our colleague at Silver and Black Today, actually put this out yesterday following the game. And I just think it stands out and it just means so much to me that the Raiders are 0-3 coming off a bye week under John Gruden in his second time with the Raiders as a coach. All losses of at least 14 points. And why that bothers me so much is because of what I said about Andy Reid. And when we went through the schedule, I said, well, I don't think that the Raiders will beat the Chiefs coming up on November 22nd because that's coming off the Chiefs' bye week. So that's why I had picked them originally to win that game in Kansas City because I felt like the Raiders had a chance because Andy Reid is so good coming off the bye week. And I just don't understand, coming off a big win against Kansas City, and I know that they had adversity last week. I know there was a lot of things going on, challenges that they had to overcome. But you had a whole week to try to prepare for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, and you still weren't able to, win the game or even you keep it closer than it was. And again, I know it kind of unraveled late in the game. I get it. But, I mean, you just didn't have a very good defensive performance. So I'm looking at Paul Gunther. I'm looking at Coach Gruden. Like, you had a week to do this and figure this thing out and try to come up with a plan, knowing that the pass rush was your Achilles heel, knowing that you weren't doing a really good job of that. Take what you did against Kansas City and build off of it, not regress. And unfortunately for the Raiders, they took one step forward and they took two steps back with their performance on Sunday.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, you look too, the Raiders have been outscored by 309 points since Gruden returned in 2018. They're tied with the Jets for the worst point differential in the NFL during that span.
And the Jets stink.
Yes, the Jets are terrible.
I mean, their whole team is just a big cluster. At least, exactly. I mean, the Raiders are put together better. But, man, that defense is just – I mean, it's just a result of that defense has got to get a lot better, and it's been bad since he returned in 2018.
Yeah.